Good morning. It's April 22nd. It is time to get ready and head to the bus station and go to Scout and Frodo's for the night. And in less than 24 hours, I will be on the Pacific Crest Trail, and I cannot stop smiling about it. No time to talk. I'm in a hotel room in Los Angeles. My pack is pretty much packed up. I gotta put a few little things in it, and off we go. Oh man.
Welcome to Through.
Navigating the travel world doesn't have to be complicated. Whether you want to hack your points and miles, figure out where to travel next, or you just need advice on an ethical dilemma. I'm Aislinn Green, host of Unpacked by Afar. And in the brand new season, we are unpacking the most captivating and challenging topics in the travel industry, one conversation at a time. Topics like the sexiness of travel insurance and the perils of quote-unquote bad tourism, and even the secrets to flying with children and not losing your mind in the process. Listen to Unpacked by Afar wherever you get your podcasts.
So there's a couple, and they're pretty famous in the PCT community, and they are Scout and Frodo. And Scout, whose real name is Barney Mann, wrote a book called Journeys North. That was a big inspiration for me. But anyways, they are trail angels, and they host people at their home in San Diego before they start the trail, and they drive them to the trailhead. So I've signed up. I think it's going to be an immediate jumping into the deep end of being a through hiker and being a part of the community and meeting people. So that's what we're doing this morning. They serve breakfast at 5:30 a.m. before they drive you to the trailhead.
I am on the bus to San Diego from Los Angeles. And we just met another hiker who's from the Netherlands, and she's deaf, so we communicated on our notes apps on our phone and exchanged information for WhatsApp. So she starts a few days later than I do. But she's super cool, and I think it's incredible that she's not only from another country, but deaf, and is taking this on. And she told me about another deaf hiker that's starting closer to my date and asked if I see her to say hello, so I will.
All right, I'm arriving at Scout and Frodo's, walking into the backyard. Good, how are you?
Good.
Just got here.
What's your name?
Cody.
Cody.
San Antonio.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Cody.
What's your name?
Prodigy.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. You are going to be for the 1 p.m. tour.
So sounds
you have
good.
About an hour.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's get you set up first.
Made it to Scout and Frodo's. I'm hanging out in the tent that I'm gonna sleep in. It's like a canvas tent. And they've got several canvas tents set up in their beautiful backyard and their turf grass. And they've got a whole system here for hikers with staff and shuttles to REI. And there's about a dozen hikers here just getting settled in. Lots of people from the UK and Europe. And I am laying in the tent, resting my head on my sleeping pad, just kind of taking it easy. I bought a pair of sunglasses this morning, and I left them on the bus, so I need another pair of sunglasses. So I may walk to the Rite Aid later. Very happy to be here. It's beautiful weather in San Diego. And now that I've taken a moment to sit down and stop looking for a microphone that I thought I lost,
It's really hitting me that it's starting tomorrow. So I'm sitting in the back corner of Scout and Frodo's in San Diego. Dinner should be ready soon. And I'm just kind of having a quiet moment to myself. Laying in the corner with my head on the mat. It's pretty windy and chilly. I've got my jacket on and it's cold and it's 60 degrees, so I'm kind of worried about the cold. But all of the other hikers are kind of getting stuff ready, hanging out. And I feel like I'm all ready to go, so I'm just kicking back here, strumming the carbon fiber guitar, trying not to be the guitar guy, but sort of being that guy, but I don't know, something to occupy me instead of unpacking and repacking over and over again, so I'm happy to have it. And I'm just gonna kind of kick it till dinner.
Okay, it is 5:07 a.m. on day one of the PCT. I just woke up in Scout and Frodo's backyard, and I'm pretty sure I am the first one awake. I have to be really quiet because there are people sleeping around me. But Scout turned on these green LED lasers that he calls the glow worms that are shining all around the backyard. I'm going to pack up and grab some breakfast and then get on the shuttle to the terminus. And I am on the shuttle, and we are on our way to the Mexican border, the southern terminus, the Pacific Crest Trail, day one, mile zero. All right, I guess here we go.
If you're enjoying Through and want to support the podcast and me on my journey, you should check out Through Plus on Apple Podcasts or our Patreon page at patreon.com/through. If you become a subscriber, or what I like to call an enthusiast, you'll get bonus content and episodes without ad breaks, plus other exclusive stuff. Through is a co-production of Spoke Media and Q Code. This episode was produced by Kelly Kolf and Brigham Mosley with help from Carson McCain. The episode was written by Brigham Mosley, mixed by NPAL Audio. Our art is by Andrew Adams. Executive producers for Spoke are Aaliyah Tavakolian and Keith Reynolds. Executive producers for Q-Code are Steve Wilson, Dave Henning, and Rob Herding. Special thanks to Noah Heller and Ellie Katapish.
All right, we're going to stick our hand through the wall. It really is a beautiful wall. It's the best wall. Some say the best wall ever made. That's Mexico over there, great country of Mexico. And that way is Canada. We're going to walk there right now.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy Lavallee.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.